The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
As Jesus passed by, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the customs post. He said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. While he was at table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat with Jesus and his disciples. The Pharisees saw this and said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" He heard this and said, "Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. Go and learn the meaning of the words, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Not used to all of these steps and the height, you know, so I've got to come down to earth. Two words that change the life of Matthew: follow me. If Matthew remained a tax collector, do you think we will be talking about him today, or even anybody will remember him? Follow me. The same words Jesus said to Peter, Andrew, James, and John, and I'm sure to the other apostles. The same words that Jesus tells us today: follow me. The question is for us this morning: are we following Jesus? Or we want Jesus to follow us? Who's leading and who's following? I think a lot of times, and I know from my personal experience, many times I was leading and I was expecting Jesus to follow me, and when he did not, I got upset. "What do you mean you didn't do what I asked you to do in prayer? I prayed it every day for a month." This is an indication for us to help us to know who's following whom. Is our prayer about giving Jesus a list of things to do? "Okay, Lord, I want a real nice parish now for being a pastor. I want to win the lotto. I want my husband to, you know, get a promotion at work. I want to find the right person to get married." A lot of times I think we fall into that trap. We start giving orders to Jesus. And I'm sure all of us know people who, because God did not answer their prayers, and they were good prayers, sometimes the healing of someone who's sick or saving their marriage, they get angry at God and leave the faith because they say, "Where is God? Why didn't he listen to me?" It wasn't Jesus who listened to Matthew. Matthew had to listen to Jesus when he said, "Follow me," and do what he heard. This is a foundational step in our lives as Catholics, as Christians. Are we following Jesus? How do we pray? Look at the way that Jesus prayed. Even at the garden, he wasn't looking forward to end up on the cross. He did not want to suffer. But what did he say? "Only, Father, if it is your will." There's nothing wrong in asking God for things that we need if they're good things. But hopefully we'll always end our prayers by saying, "Lord, if it's according to your will." God knows what's best for us. God knows the big picture. We know what we need today, but who knows what we're asking for today is going to be good for us a month from today or a year from today. Being a disciple is trusting our Father, trusting our Good Shepherd, the one who invites us to follow him.